Hello, good evening or good morning, depending upon where you are. May the Lord bless you. Welcome to the Kingdom of God podcast. Today, I want to just share a couple words. Jesus, as he was speaking about the Kingdom of God, not only while he was alive on the earth, but after he was resurrected, he was still talking about the Kingdom of God. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive, talking about to his disciples. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the Kingdom of God. About the Kingdom of God. That's what we are all about, my friends. We need to be talking about the Kingdom of God. We don't need to be worried about what the politics are doing in our lives, but we need to be kingdom-minded. I'm exactly talking to the body of Christ. Jesus talked about the Kingdom of God. On one occasion, verse 4, chapter 1, Acts chapter 1, verse 4, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me spoke about." That tells me that Jesus was talking to his disciples about the promise which you have heard me speak about. So for the Kingdom of God, he's not only talking about the Kingdom of God, but the promised. Do not leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the gift my Father promised. What was that gift? Well, verse 5 says, "For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Now, that's what we need, church. If you see the disciples' actions before the Holy Spirit baptism and after the Holy Spirit baptism, there is a significant difference. That's why Jesus said he actually commanded them not to leave Jerusalem before they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Whenever I hear that commanded, now the command is God's word. When we disobey God's word, God's command, the Bible says it's sin. So to witness people, we need the Holy Spirit. That's why the early church waited until the disciples waited until they received the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to encourage you, if you are a disciple of Christ and if you have a passion to reach out to the community, ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit baptism. May the Lord bless you, and thank you for listening to the Kingdom of God podcast.